Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore that transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love as you become the writer of your own story. This podcast is going to bring you the inspiration, practical tips, and a sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Support the mission at listenbitchdonations.com and scroll my show notes if you want to change your life.
Today.
So today's episode is brought to you by my Vibrolt Tactile Patches. Okay, check my show notes to get that shit. Or message me. Also, you guys could literally, I have a business phone. And it's something that I really do want to bring into recording the podcast and to doing my Facebook lives is like a live chat. Okay. And for now, it's going to have to be a live chat like via text message. So if you guys ever, if I'm doing a live and you have questions and you want to chat, you know, I have squirrel brain anyway and I never turn this shit off. So I can answer questions live. I just have to look at what my phone number is because I forget. Okay. It is 269-340-2428. You can text that number absolutely anytime if you have questions, if you disagree with me, if you have something that you think needs to be shared, all of that. Please spam me with your text messages. If the episode was great, I guess if you assholes aren't going to be leaving detailed reviews on Spotify and Apple, which will really benefit me, if you're not going to do that, then at least, I guess, give me the fucking accolades. Just give me the pat on the back personally with a text message because this really is just a personal work phone. Okay. Anyway, so I really want to talk about the fact that self-belief is a non-negotiable. Okay. And it's that risk of belief, like trusting again after you've had setbacks. And I already knew I was going to do this episode today, and it wasn't necessarily because of, I mean, it's definitely not because I lost my job, because that's a fucking joke. My that's a joke, okay? It's just a joke. It's a joke. It was a nice break from my kids, and I do love my regulars. Like, I'm miss the fuck out of them, okay? So I'm not absolutely not disrespecting that. Like, I love my people, but they know what we had to tolerate and compromise with in that building, okay? So this was really just about the past few weeks, the internal struggle I've had, and really it's I had to come to the point where I would refuse to let other people's fear become my ceiling, right? When someone tells me I can't do it, I always have to remind myself like they're not speaking about me. This is someone who is speaking on their own limits, and their doubt, you guys, anyone's doubt in you is a reflection of their mirror. It is not yours. God didn't give them the vision. He didn't give it to you. He gave it to me. Just like he didn't give me your vision, he gave that to you. And that means the only person who has to believe is me. We don't need the cheer squad. Listen, bitch, we don't need a million affirmations from the outside. My only job is to look back at myself with the same faith that God has already put inside of me. And when I hesitate, I remember like I don't have to feel 100% ready to move. Readiness is a myth. It's bullshit. It's like motivation. It doesn't really exist. Belief is what turns the ignition. And every time I move before I feel ready, that's where opportunities come. That's when doors open. Every time I've sat back waiting for permission, that shit happened. So I choose belief and I choose to trust the assignment that God handed me, even when it looks too big. Because if he thought I couldn't handle it, he would not have called me to it. He would not have called me to it. I believe in me because he believes in me first, and I refuse to betray myself by living in anyone else's shadow. The proof isn't always what we've already done perfectly. But if you need to look back, what is the proof and truth in my life? I've done this. I've done this before and I've succeeded and it was great. It was exactly what I needed it to be. But I don't even need that anymore because today's a new day. We've moved on. Proof isn't in what we've done perfectly. Proof is the fact that we keep showing up. We keep showing up. We don't need a parade of a flawless track record to believe in ourselves. And that is a lie that I've told myself for years, thinking that credibility comes from that perfection. It doesn't. Credibility comes from your persistence. I am living proof that I don't quit. Bitch, I'm still here. How many years have you guys tolerated me? Still fucking here. Even when I fall into old habits, even when I've hit rock bottom, even when I have really hard days, and this week has been trying. And I don't want you guys to think it's because I lost my job. Nobody gives a fuck about that. Okay. Other shit's happening. Like, I just, so much has come at me this week. And I'm so proud because the old me would run hightail into sabotaging myself. I would start drinking like a psycho. I would start eating like a maniac. Like, I would not be okay. First thing I did this morning, back to the treadmill, right? Starting where I know I'm gonna feel good. Before I touched my phone, I spent time with God. Before I touched my phone, I did some non-negotiable work. That's it. Even when I've sabotaged myself, though, those old stories, I get back up every single time. That's my evidence. That's my resume. Every scar that I carry tells the story of the fact that I didn't stay down every time I wanted to hide, but spoke anyway. Every time I doubt myself, and I do it so much, I do it so much. You guys would strangle me if you knew how much I doubted myself. My husband, literally, I'm sure he has pictured choking me out more than once because I'm just like that. He gets so frustrated. Of course, I doubt myself. I'm human. But I still hit publish. And today I'm like, don't do the live. I don't think you're emotionally ready, Brandon. Do you believe your bullshit today? Do I believe my bullshit today? I'm talking to myself. So whether I want to or not, I need to. I'm going live anyway. I didn't feel like it today. I didn't feel like I had anything to say. I literally spent yesterday crying. My eyes were so swollen, like they were swollen shut. Literally, my 11-year-old tickled my head so my headache would go away so I could actually get some sleep. So who the hell could hear from me and take me serious? Are you kidding me? 'Cause I did it anyway. I did it anyway. I'm doing it anyway. That's the proof. That's the trail of evidence that belief requires. I don't measure my worth by the highlight reels anymore. That shit's all a facade. Measure it by grit. 'Cause my shit, I will tell you, this bitch is gritty. I will fucking scrap for my shit for the rest of my life. I will keep doing it. I don't care how stupid I look starting over 1,000 times. How embarrassing it could be for someone to notice my patterns of self-sabotage and call me out and be like, God, every time you get there, you just fuck up. If you don't see it, you haven't been watching me, 'cause that's exactly what I do. But I'm not giving up. One of these days, one of these days. Now, the old story, I sabotaged. I'm going to persevere. Okay. And every time I've done this, I've gotten better. I've moved the needle. This is not about how fast you get to where you want to go. It's the fact that you're still moving because other people would have quit a long time ago. A long time ago. Belief does not come from looking back at the polished fake Instagram wins. It grows every single time that you're willing to try again, no matter how messy it is. I'm not building a perfect record. I am building resilience. That resilience is the kind of faith that actually changes lives. So when my brain is like, ah, oh, bitch, you have failed so many times, it's easy for me now to be like, yeah, bitch. And I got up again. And I will get up 1,000 times more if I have to. That's my evidence, and that's why I believe in me. I don't even think it's in my DNA. Like I've told my husband when he just even gets tired, and he's like, call it. Just call it. 'Cause I'm, crying about the next heartbreak or whatever has happened. And he's like throwing the towel. I can't. Like, there's something in my DNA where even if I wanted to quit, there is no possible way I could give up. There is no possible way. Believing in yourself is everything that matters. Yeah, having a little proof absolutely helps. I've used that. I've used that right now. That's called stacking evidence, because what happens is that your brain loves to collect receipts. And when you show it, like, hey, I've done this before, I got through that really hard thing, I landed that client, I went live even when I was scared, you're feeding your brain the truth instead of fear. Proof isn't always about results. In fact, so much of your life, so much of everything that you're going through, it's not the results. The proof is the fact that you kept moving. So, yeah, bitch, maybe you have not had that $1 million launch yet, but you've already started over from nothing and you built momentum again. Proof. You might not have hit every gym goal, but you've dragged yourself back in after setbacks. I am proof of that. You know how many times I've started and stopped at the gym? You might not have been consistent every day, but you always come back. That is proof. I have to block my raw chicken because she's about to step on my computer and she's going to fuck everything up, you guys, but it's fine. I love her anyway. So, yeah, it's very important for me. And in this moment, this is how I'm moving forward. It's how I'm moving forward because there is that proof of me telling myself I've done it before, I could do it again. That's fuel. It is fuel. It's working for me right now because I'm in such a hole. But I don't want you guys to trap yourself into thinking that belief only counts when there's a shiny win to point to. The fact that you're still here is already the evidence. You can literally say to yourself, my proof isn't just in the wins. My proof is in my comeback. I've risen before. I'll rise again. And that means I can trust myself right now. I don't give up. I can trust myself right now. And I think God, every single day that I've had people who have believed in me before I ever had the courage to show up for myself. My mentor has been that mirror, showing me who I was before I could even recognize her in the reflection, being patient with me for almost a decade. That kind of belief is a gift, but I also know this, like, human belief is fragile. People can love me, cheer me on, see my potential, but if I don't anchor my belief in God first, I will wobble every time I wobble emotionally. Like, I will not stand up straight. And I don't know about you guys, but I know I don't always feel like I can carry it. Like, sometimes the calling on my life feels so heavy that I question whether I'm built for it. Like, this week, I'm like, man, can I be the mom I need to be, or do I just need to disappear? Right? I felt that so heavy this week of just like, it's the greatest gift, but I have the greatest heart. And in that, you are getting like this double-edged sword of a beauty and a love that I can't even express. And yeah, yesterday was probably the hardest day I've had in a really long time, but I woke up today and everything felt so great. Like, it aligns. Everything works out for you. I didn't pretend I was strong yesterday. I didn't fake it. I didn't come out here and pretend to you guys that some shit was happening. No, I lean on God. That's all I got. And poor Benjamin had to hear me sobbing on the phone when he's at work and could do nothing about it. The kind where I'm like not even talking. It's just, y'all, he's definitely a blessing and I put him through it for sure. Y'all, everyone is like, he's so lucky. No, he works for it. I am definitely beyond a handful. And it's okay. That's, it. What is the saying? If he can't handle me at my worst, he doesn't deserve me at my best. And that's a fact. He's had the worst of me and he's still there for the good times. So anyway, you guys, if God is calling you to it, it's already possible. Don't let your feelings decide the outcome. Readiness doesn't decide the outcome. God's word does. So when I'm weak, I remind myself, like, the vision is not my burden, it's my assignment. I don't have to white knuckle it until I burn out. Lean into his strength, lean into his timing, his provision. And one day you'll get strong enough. Like, you'll get there. It's just like the gym. It's the first time I go back. Yes, I've had to go back a million times. Like, this is probably 97th start over in my entire fucking life. Brandon's starting over again. And I didn't even go to the gym today. I just went to the garage, right? I'm starting over again. It takes time to build the new muscles. Borrowing God's faith does not make me weak. It makes me wise. Because if I just, anytime I allow my belief to waver, I lean onto his and it doesn't. Because he chose me, he positioned me, he already saw the finish line before I ever took the first step. So I can't carry the weight of the world. It's one of those things that I let myself rest in that. I let myself move from that. I let myself lead from that. I hand that to him. Stop shaming yourself. Like, we have wasted too much time waiting for motivation to show up. There's no such thing as a magic motivational spark. There's just not. Motivation doesn't knock on my door. It chases that movement. Nothing in my life will change until I move. It's not going to happen when you feel like it. It's not going to happen when you've got it all figured out. It happens when you move. And belief is that ignition. It doesn't matter if the tank feels half empty or if the road looks foggy. Once you turn the key, the car starts. And every time I've told myself, and I know you're doing the same shit, you're like, oh, wait till I feel ready. Bitch, you are lying to yourself. Readiness never comes. The secret is this: belief comes first. Momentum is the next great thing. And motivation will be the last thing to show up. And she is a fleeting mistress. Like, it is not something that's going to stay with you. Motivation is a nasty hoe and she sleeps around a lot. So she'll never be committed to you. We need not care about motivation. You don't need to know step 10. This is really just about taking step one. And if you have this beautiful neurospicy brain like I have, you get stuck if you start thinking about steps 1 through 10. And I did that today. When I sat in my office to work, I have like 12 to-do lists and they're all very different projects. I have a project I want to roll out within the next 2 weeks. I have a project that I want to roll out by, honestly, November. All these projects. And I look at this big list I have and I'm like, you're so stupid, bitch. I love you so much, but you're so stupid. So what did I do? I take the smallest, fastest possible project. Boom, this is an easy goal. I need to message 10,000 people. What is my goal every day? I thought it would be 100. That did not happen. It didn't happen. I think the most I messaged today is probably, I think I might be in the 70s, okay? And I know about Facebook jail, so bitch, I have to voice text every single message. So I don't go to Facebook jail in my messenger. So that was easy for me. That's easy because I don't have to think about that. I already know what I want to say, and that's so fucking easy for me. So what's the next thing? I'm not thinking about, okay, this book goes here. I just go to Canva. My first step today to know I move the needle is go to Canva and find the template. What's the perfect template for this ebook? And the next thing, my Bible schedule for October. Boom, that's important. It's already the second. I don't have it posted on Facebook. That matters to me. Little things. But if I was worried about step 10, like how am I going to hook up a funnel to this ad for this book for them to sign in here and opt into this email? I can't think about that. It is one thing at a time. And if you're like me and you have 20 projects up, easiest, knock out the easiest first. And the time, there are time stamps on each of these. So which is it? I can't do it all in a day. You can't do it all in a day. You just take one step at a time. And you know what happens today? Like, I feel that energy. I'm excited. I'm excited to wake up tomorrow and do step two on some of these things because the closer I get to step 10 on my easy ones, the closer I get to step one on my really big projects. Taking action keeps me going. That's going to fuel me more than waiting to be ready ever could. And if I look back at my biggest breakthroughs, they did not come after long stretches of perfect confidence. I hid, terrified. It came after messy, shaky, imperfect action. Move first, and God will meet you where you are. I stop waiting for inspiration to crown me. That's it. Move, bitch, move, and let inspiration come for you. My job is not to be perfectly certain. My job is to step forward, even when it's scary, even when I doubt if it's the thing, because that step is what activates momentum. Belief is your seed, momentum, the harvest. Quit starving your future by waiting for motivation to show up. What is one thing that you've been waiting on belief for? What is the one thing? This is a great place for you to text me. 269-340-2428. What is the one thing that you've been waiting on belief for? Stop waiting. Pick it up. Start today. Declare it. You don't need everybody clapping. You don't need every piece of the puzzle. You don't need another human's permission. You only need one thing, and that's to stop betraying yourself by doubting the very thing that God put in you. Believe, move, watch. Everything else catches up. And this is another, I mean, I think this episode is really important. And I think it's really important too, because there are not one, but two MLM companies that got fucked over this week. Okay. So I'm not going to smoke and mirrors you guys with a bunch of bullshit. Because these companies, when they shut down and go affiliate, it means they are abandoning their traditional market structure. So no more ranks, no more downlines, no more paychecks, no more overrides. They're switching to a straight affiliate commission. So that fucks all of these people that have been carrying this company forever. So in MLM, we know that the top earners make the bulk of their money from the overrides, like we're talking commissions, and it's all on the volume of their downline. So recurring income is what allows them to scale beyond just their own sales. They're earning that shit. Once the company switches to affiliate, that income gone. Overnight, done, gone. They are only getting paid on that direct sale or referral. There is no duplication of a team. So unless they can personally sell like insane or build a really massive customer base, like they basically just lost a paycheck. And MLM is built on leverage, okay? It is literally like you build these teams and you teach them how to build, and at some point you build that residual. And they took everybody's paychecks. They took everyone's heart and soul. They took everyone's team building, everyone's family style of MLM and network marketing, and they deflated it. Affiliate is flat. Affiliate is like you working a pyramid job, really, because you don't move up. Like affiliate is just you're at the bottom, nothing happens, and the main people in the company are getting all the money. Like the CEOs get all the money. You're never going to rank up. You're not going to rank up. So they're taking this like incentive of, you're in network marketing, you're in MLM, your work speaks for itself. That's how you get paid. So not only have they ripped paychecks from these people and ripped their family, their network marketing family apart. Imagine the ego hit. That's incredible. And some people really thrive when they have that influence and they know how to sell that and they've marketed that. And now they're fucked because they were tied to a system and a team that wasn't really theirs. And companies are doing this because they're going under and they're not being honest. They're not being honest. And I know, like, the timing of this, I mean, the timing of this. I just signed up with a company last month, and I'm going to be honest. Do I think that any company is guaranteed to be stable? No. I order products from this company called Melaleuca. That's my cleaning stuff, my face stuff. I've been ordering from them for over a decade. I know they've been around for like 30 years at least, 40 years, 50 years. They've been around forever. Do I think that something could never happen to them? No, I think anything could happen to anyone. Anything. And there, I mean, there's just no, there is no guarantee in this industry. None. Companies change. Leaders are going to fail and things are going to happen. If you are waiting for something risk-free, you're going to wait forever because everything in life has a risk. And this is the thing. Like the risk is worth it to me. I've been a stay-at-home mom for 10 years because of this industry. That's not going to change. That matters to us. And especially in this climate, in the United States of freaking America, shit's expensive. So yeah, people out there, I know they're willing to take the risk because everyone is desperate for the extra income. People are desperate for their health to improve. People are desperate for a community that believes in them. Everyone wants to belong. That is why, no matter what is happening, and I know all of these boss babes, I know a lot of them personally are fucking incredible humans. And I know that this doesn't fuck up their belief in network marketing. Because if it's done right, it's always going to have a place. It gives people hope and tools at the same time. And I did not, when I signed up with this company last month, when I signed up with them, I didn't do it because I thought it was bulletproof. It's literally a company that just acquired an old company I was with, okay? Like they acquire other companies. And so there's a lot of things that don't feel, I just am, I don't know. It's all new to me. I don't know 100%. Do I think it's bulletproof? No, I did it because I believe in the product. I have struggled with taking supplements my whole life. And I always feel like I feel good. So I'm like, I don't know if it really works. I have a fortune, you know, not anymore. I threw away a lot of them today. I have a cupboard full of supplements, just very expensive supplements that probably aren't even working because of my imbalance in my omegas. And I know you guys are like, who the fuck cares about that? I take some fish oil. No. None of that works. 95% of you are literally fucked. And everything in your body, everything traces back to this. So, yeah, finding a foundational health test, a blood test to take and show people where they are. I should have my numbers. I think I looked. I should have them by Tuesday. I should have my test results. I believe in that mission. I believe in helping the people that have been with me in this industry because I sold weight loss supplements, and when they didn't work for people, I'm like, well, it's your fault. What are you eating? What are you drinking? You're doing something wrong. I told everybody that. I don't ever have to say that again. I will never have to say that again. I don't even have to say it to myself. So take that is something that no one can take away from me. Building on that truth. And the thing is, I know I'm not making a mistake because no matter what happens, this season, whatever I choose to do right now, just prepares me for the next level. So I don't want you guys to feel like you have to join something because you feel like it's guaranteed. There's so many companies out. I'm sure a lot more companies are going to go under as time will tell. Don't do something just because it's guaranteed. Join because it aligns with your values. It aligns with your lifestyle. It aligns with your future. Join because you want to help people with their health and their bank account. Join because you're ready to grow. Because even if circumstances shift, you're going to come out stronger. You're going to come out wiser. And you're sure as fuck going to have some resilience and grit like your girl B. Okay? The risk isn't in trying again, it's in letting the fear keep you stuck where you are. And that is the truth. It's going to take belief. It's going to take persistence. It's going to take trusting yourself to rise again after the setbacks. That is what this whole conversation is about today. And it has nothing to do with today's video, but you, if you are one of these people out here thinking, okay, I actually do, Brandon, want another stream of income. I actually do care about my health. I'm one of the people you used to gaslight about a supplement not working. I don't want to play guessing games with my future. Well, then I have something I can share with you. It's a test, don't guess model. It's super simple, super clear. 269-340-24. No, that's not it. I told you the wrong phone number, you guys. Please don't text that number I said the first time. That's so embarrassing. Contacts me. Oh, I did tell you. 269-340-2428. That's me. So you guys can just text me test if you want to get in on that test, and I will text you right back. Okay. If you're really desperate for a phone call, fine. That's fine. But my kids, I will tell you right now, as soon as these headphones are off, they will bombard me with everything they've needed to tell me. I'm sure you've seen them jumping around in the background and carrying my cats all over the place. I promise they have like 2 hours worth of shit to tell me for the past 30 minutes I've been talking. Okay, so if you're gonna call me, cool, but there are gonna be kids going crazy in the background. But I mean, come on, you guys, we're in a texting world, you know? But Yeah. Let me know if this episode was for you today, okay? If you take nothing else from me, hear this. Belief comes before momentum. I don't want you to keep waiting until it feels safe. I don't want you to wait until someone else validates you. You move and the belief grows in the motion. Starting over takes guts. Like, that's, you're a fucking badass. Trusting again after getting burned, that takes courage. But the risk isn't in trying. It's the risk is in staying where you are. So I want you to go bet on yourself. Borrow God's faith if you need to. Borrow mine. Stand on your persistence. You've already proven that you can get back up, okay? And yeah, that's it for today. Nothing to do with the video, but if you want to know about the test don't guess model, reach out. I will share it with you. I love you guys. Go live bold, live unafraid, and keep believing in the vision that God gave you. It's no one else's business. And I'll see you guys next time.